Hello everybody, this is BitNote with David Collins once again to bring you some great video game music and listen, talk about the games they're from. Hope you enjoy! Most of the music I play comes from, well, I mean from games that are all for the same reason, made for the same reason. A lot of games, they are a lot of, like, big games from, like, multinational companies, and they're small games from just a small group of individuals. And, you know, then, of course, I play games back from, like, the early 90s and such, where, you know, the distinction between the two was far more blurred. But whoever develops the game, and however much they care about stuff like art and the expression and moving the media forward and all this great amount of stuff, which has huge amount of value to it, let's not get me wrong, they're all kind of motivated, at least in part, by one simple fact, the desire to make money. Yes, I know that that's slightly cynical, and, you know, I don't want to trash my medium by saying, oh dear gosh, you know, we are slaves to the almighty American dollar or whatever given exchange rates of the customers, but the point is, I think that it's not all about that, and not just in the games, but I'm going to play you some music from a game that's made through a slightly different methodology. I'll play you two tracks from it and talk about the game it's from. Enjoy! Thank you. Ah, good feel to that song. Let's move on to the next track. Sorry, like a lot of tracks, they tend to loop. They're meant to loop. So what makes these tracks so special, or the game they're from so special? Well, they come from a game called Hedge Wars. And Hedge Wars is an open source game. Now, I don't know if many of you know what open source actually means, but it's something pretty major. You're probably already using open source if you use the if you're using the Firefox web browser or the Chrome web browser to browse the internet. If you're using the VLC media player, which I am right now, to play songs or tracks or videos, that's open source. Open source is essentially when the very instructions, the very components, the very blueprints that make up a computer program are available for anyone to use and free to distribute. So what happens is let me explain. Computer programs, just to give you a very, very brief overview. Programs are basically made up of source code. Source code is basically the set of instructions that tell the computer what to do in every single circumstance. And when something's open source, that means that people have access to the code and they can make their own versions or develop it or collaborate with it. Now, this is developed a lot, LibreOffice or OpenOffice, those are free open source office software products. So open source software has done a lot of great things and created a lot of great products. But one interesting aspect is the video games it creates, and Hedge Wars is one of them. So essentially, Hedge Wars is completely free and open source. I can make copies of it. I can give them to other people free. They can make copies to it. They can, if they're programmers or techie savvy, they can look at the source code and make their own modifications. You can even sell it on. I mean, there are no restrictions with open source with selling it on to other people. But the huge advantage of it is basically the freedom of a lot of people to come in and participate and develop it and give it on to other people. And this is where Hedge Wars comes in. So what exactly is Hedge Wars exactly? Well, it's based off of, it's a clone. Well, not really a clone. Cloning for those is when you take a game that exists and create something that's almost identical to it just by, from scratch. It's not like porting where you get access to the source code. I'm probably confusing it with all these extra terms and techie phrases. But I apologize. But the idea is that Hedge Wars was basically made by people who liked to play like Worms 2, Worms World Party, Worms Armageddon. All those are great games created by Team 17. I think I played some music from Worms Armageddon in the previous show. It's basically when you control a lot of these little cartoon worms and then you shoot bazookas at each other on this 2D landscape, and you got And they're like it's all cartoony, so you get these mortars and grenades, and you have to get the right angle you have to shoot them up at the right angle with enough power, and it's all team-based. So, you know, a lot of strategy. But these guys, you know, they wanted to make their own version, you know, they wanted something that didn't have restrictions, or they wanted to just say, you know, Worms World Party is great, but, you know, I'd really like it if it had this feature and this feature and this feature. So, what happened was we ended up developing, a couple of guys developed it. He developed his own program, his own version of it called Hedge Wars. You know, instead of worms, they have hedgehogs. And they ended up, you know, one guy developed it and it ended up getting a lot of support and a great community developed around it. And now it's a project that's, you know, anyone can download it online. You can just go to hedgewars.org, download the program, install it, and then suddenly you've got this great, really good quality video game which you can play, and you can play online with your friends or play locally over LAN or just play online on the same computer because, you know, it's turn-based. It makes it easy like that. And it's great because it's more of a community creation. It's not like, you know, even with indie games, you're talking about a tight-knit team trying to develop something to make a profit. But with something like this, I mean, you know, like I said, open source software can be profitable. But in this case, you're really talking about a community effort. People wanted this game to exist. They wanted something that they can modify and change and adapt to their own meaning and you know, where people could have fun. And so it got released and people have been going nuts. They can create their own little hats for the worms and their own themes and their own packs and everything. And it's just a great project. And it's just really admirable how all these people from all over the internet are collaborating on this single program. And the game actually plays very well. It's very stable. To be honest, if I have any criticism, it's very like Worms 2, you know, these Worms game. Although, you know, for some of the more obvious things, they just change the names around, you know. So, like, so instead of, like, you know, having a homing pigeon, you've more got a homing bee and stuff like that. So, but I mean, like, the controls, it's still a great game, still a lot of fun. And it's just, like I said, it's free. How can you argue with that? The tracks I played were both City and Snow. Some nice tracks. Keep you going. Those tracks tend to play while all the carnage between the little hedgehogs, you know, cartoon hedgehogs, are just being displayed in the front of the screen and all the mortars are going around. And obviously when sudden death happens, the music turns a little creepier. So, yeah. I don't know exactly who made the songs, but checking the credit names, there's three people involved with the music. John Dumb, Jonathan Nielsen, and Daniel Martin. So I'm not sure which is which there. So apologies, but, you know, you really, really should have credited your songs better, because when I'm taking the songs directly out of the directory file, I expect them to have some better tags. You know, you should be careful about that. We're going to move on to another song now. This is from a game which was actually fairly recently released. It's a game that's also on the iPad and other platforms, but made by a German company. I'll play the track and hope you enjoy. Thank you. nice sort of like faux spooky sound going on there. I kind of like it because it actually suits the game it's from pretty well. It is from the game. Okay, I got it right here. The Great Jitters Pudding Panic, developed by Kunstsoft, and this music you just heard was developed by Knord Sounds, both German companies. So, Jitters the Pudding Panic. It's essentially this fun little game. You basically are a jelly, yes, and you are, have for some reason been trapped on this roller coaster, a ghost train, really. And essentially, if you get too many, if too many things scare you, like, you know, fake witches or little skeletons and stuff, then you faint and fall off the coaster. And it's bad, because apparently you lose the level then. And the only way to defend yourself is you can rearrange the track slightly so you can avoid some of the creepies, or you've got a couple of things that actually, you know, offensive attack things, like a snake and stuff. I like the game because it's got a really nice sense of cartoony aesthetic. Everything's going for sort of like creepy, but like sort of faux creepy sort of thing. It's like a cartoony representation of a ghost ride, where another, where, you know, everything's sort of like haunting, but, you know, it holds back. It's kind of a fun game. I just like it for the atmosphere and the amount of colors and just, you know, good graphics, good art design and everything. Like I said, it should be available, like I said, on the iPad, other platforms as well. And the track, that, and it's got that sort of music playing in the background for a lot of the things. Yeah, it's a good track, all right. Okay. To top things off, I'm going to play some music from Fantasy World Dizzy. Now, to be honest, it's a game I loved and played a lot in my childhood. It was one of those games where you really had to... I can never really complete it as a kid, and, you know, in preparation from the show, I started up an emulator, played the Amiga thing, and still found I couldn't really complete it. I got a little further, though, this time, partially because I'd actually been watching a long play of someone play it. It's, well, essentially, there's this thing that's spun up on the internet where people will play through a game, then chat and talk and stream the videos to YouTube. It's a fun little thing, all right. But, yeah, it's just... essentially someone's done that this time, and it kind of made me think of the game again and made me think of how good the music was. So I'm going to play Fantasy World Dizzy for you. It's kind of one of those frustrating games, but I think it's worth it. And after that, I'll just play a bit more music from Hedge Wars. I'll see you. Thanks for listening. This has been David Collins with BitNote.